Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
We're starting the weekend partly cloudy with isolated thundershowers from this afternoon over Gauteng and parts of Mpumalanga, Limpopo and the northwest. The mercury is dropping in some places, but it will be hot over parts of the northwest. Pretoria and eMalahleni up to 25, Joburg and Mpumalanga 24, Polokwane 22 and Rustenburg a high of 27 degrees.
In Boksburg on the N12 westbound, a stationary vehicle before the Atlas Road exit is causing slow-moving traffic.
The Hawks say the investigation continues into the alleged leak of matric results. Yesterday, a 21-year-old man was arrested at a house in Hillcrest in the north of Johannesburg in connection with allegations that matrics could buy their results at 100 rand each before these were officially released earlier this week. And in Los Angeles, questions are being asked about how some of the city's super rich seem to have survived the 10 days of devastating fires almost unscathed. Anger is mounting among the middle class after it emerged that the wealthy and Hollywood celebrities have hired private security and private firefighting teams to protect their properties against looters and the fires. US media reports that such services can cost between $2,000 and $15,000 per day. I'm Khadija D'Souza, back with more news at 8.
But quite honestly, what are people thinking?
So people
are
saying,
you not going to, that's like saying, I have the money to secure my house, but I'm not going to use it just in case it offends someone else.
So the problem is there's only so much water in LA. And they're saying that these teams will take the water first to protect the big houses and not the neighborhood.
So it's almost like wealthy people have access to things
that everybody pays for.
Well, there is a lot of rugby to look forward to this coming weekend. The final round of the pool stage of the Champions Cup takes place, giving teams one last chance to secure their place in the knockout rounds. The top four sides from each pool will qualify, and the teams finishing fifth in each pool will then drop down into the last 16 of the lower-tiered Challenge Cup. The Vodacom Bulls get the action underway tomorrow. They host Stade de France at 3 o'clock, while the DHL Stormers will line up against Racing 92 in Paris at 10 o'clock. The Sharks wrap up the Champions Cup pool action for South African teams on Sunday when they take on Bordeaux Begley, and that's in France at 3 o'clock. The two EPCR Challenge Cup matches involving local teams will play out on Saturday. The Emirates Lions at home to the Dragons, and that's at 5:15, and the Toyota Cheetahs away to Lyon at 7:30. Springbok wing Raymond Rule is set to hang up his boots due to medical reasons. The double Champions Cup winner with La Rochelle has struggled to recover from an Achilles heel injury, and that's according to French newspaper L'Equipe. He's been forced to end his career. The 32-year-old played 7 tests for the Boks, also represented the junior Springboks, the Cheetahs, Stormers and Grenoble. 5th seed Daniil Medvedev is out of the Australian Open after losing a 5-set thriller to 19-year-old Lerner Tien in what is the biggest upset of the tournament so far. Top seed Irina Sabalenka continued her bid for a third consecutive title with victory over Denmark's Clara Towson in straight sets. Sabalenka will face Poland's Magdalena Fresh or teenage 14th seed Mira Andreeva in the next round. At the moment, Borges up against Carlos Alcaraz. Alcaraz winning the first two sets and Borges seemingly biting back in the third. I'm Colin Tinga, and that's a Jack of Sport.
How are you doing? Where have you been? I've been practicing this moment for like 20-something years in my head. It's nice to meet you. That's what I said. You said, baby, this is gonna be a movie scene we'll never forget. Sometimes I'll rerun those 16 seasons for the rush. These are the